A win last night keeps Winston undefeated. They're now 16-0. They do have a couple games that'll be next week, including what figures to be a tester against St. Joseph Christian. Eric Lewis, head basketball coach of Winston. They're coming off a tournament championship last week at the Osborne Tournament and beat the host team of the first round, who might be a little undermanned, I guess, this year. What is typical about Osborne, though, Coach, is they have typically played they typically have two or three scores, or when they really get tough and dangerous, they'll figure out a way to get two or three scores, and then they are notoriously better on their home floor. Again, probably a little undermanned this year, though.
Yeah, they have to go with three or four freshmen. They do have one good senior scorer in L.J. Hill, but he's just a little overmanned. Everybody focuses on him. So, you know, it's a growing couple of years for Osborne as they rebuild their program, but I'm sure they'll get there again. We had great balanced scoring. It was a little bit different for us in this tournament because we put a JV team in the tournament rather than letting them put a bye in there. So I did have five, six kids get a lot of time, you know, playing on that JV, but that left us with eight for the varsity this week. So some kids that aren't used to playing four quarters for me finally got a little bit more playing time, and we had all eight of the boys scored in this game, and, you know, we had four or five different boys in double figures. But a big first half lead, and then we just, you know, kind of outscored them each quarter week. It was a good game against a young team.
Pattonsburg was in the semifinal, beat Pattonsburg 2, won 68-20. A team that's coming, I think they're a program for the next two or three years that is ascending. They have not matched up really all that well to Winston for the last couple years. Even though they have had, they've had decent standings within the league, they have what I'd consider a fairly signature win this year.
Yeah, they got a real nice win over St. Joe Christian, didn't they? And, here's the difference, I think, from last year where they were young. Everybody could tell they had some young talent, but it was just a ways off. You know, we'd come out and maybe pop a 25-4 first quarter on them. This year it's 13-10 after the first quarter, and they've got, you know, they're running their offense for a lot better for Coach Jenkins, and their players are a little bit bigger and a little stronger, and they have a few moves. We spend the first quarter learning, you know, strengths and weaknesses, and then all of a sudden we have a bigger second quarter on them, and then we held them to a zero in the third quarter, and we did that against Osborne as well. That's probably been our best defensive quarter of the year for holding people to five or fewer points, probably over our half of our games in the third quarter. That's been a key quarter. But, Jacob had a real good night for us. Got to the hole, got a lot of transition baskets, and Griffin Harris in the post. Peyton Jones, you know, did some real nice things for Pattonsburg, but they clearly, you know, last year everybody talked about Pattonsburg being a young team, and this year you used the word ascending. I think they'll be there next year with all these key players back, and they're going to put the shoe on the other foot in a lot of these games.
Stuartsville in the championship game beat Stuartsville too, and pretty decisively, won 82-33, and you know, had to handle the schedule issue that was part of the Osborne tournament, and it was kind of a late decision to actually play that on Friday and try to beat the weather. I planned a pretty good basketball team against Stuartsville. They are a team that is very competitive within the 275 conference, one of the better players in the region, but it looked like you won the game pretty decisively.
This is one of those games, we've had a pretty good program the last few years, and unfortunately, you know, in our schedule, our conference schedule and all, we do face a lot of young or outmatched teams, and this is one our boys got pumped up for. You know, when we get excited about a game, we've had some great results last year, our Mercer game, and then earlier this year against Trenton, where we'd come out and score a bunch of points in a hurry and get after it on defense. I think that was kind of the case here. The boys were excited about a championship game, and we came out with four boys putting up double figures, led by, you know, Jacob Lewis with 26 and Griffin and Craig both 19 and Saxton with 11 and our fifth starter, Cy Youth, he was right there with 7. So we put a lot of points on the board, played pretty good defense, held them to 33. Some of that, I think, got a little bit away in the fourth quarter. We outscored them a little bit in the fourth with us only having 8 to play. We tried to hold it down, but we still hit a couple shots that extended the score. But a great effort by our kids. And you know, Stuartsville is up. Ben Yeager in the post is strong. I thought our post, our 6'3 senior, Griffin Harris, did a nice job of fronting him, and then all the rest of the boys' job was from the weak side to take away the lob and help out, and they did a really good job of being there. We only lost him once or twice. I think he ended up tonight with 10, but a lot of people will tell you he's going to get his 15 or 25 points a game. What are you going to do with the other kids? So I was really pleased to hold him down to 10.
Had Gilman City then coming out of the tournament on Thursday, won that makeup game 71-21, and had Craig Lewis reach a milestone. He's always been a system guy, but the milestones that he got is also speak to the fact that he's been doing it a while.
Well, he got the career record for 3-point shooting at Winston, but that's a 4-year deal with a lot of great teammates around him. That record goes back to 97. The great kid Thad Young's had the record of 149 in his career, and he dropped a couple texts the last few days asking where Craig's at. He knew where he was at. So that's one of my favorite players of all time, and Craig being the one to get that record. I've heard back from several of those, and then of course the 1,000-point thing too. So these are a couple minor individual records. That those types of things come when you've got a great program and you've been successful for several years. It was nice, pat on the back. But Craig's always been one as a point guard who was more concerned about what the team does, and he didn't want to let anything distract. It's not about me with him. It's about his team. So congrats to him. But good effort by the boys last night about scoring. We were able to get a good start against Gilman, and I think broke their spirit a little bit. Coach Clark, he called timeout a few times, and I think he got them to recover a little bit, and they had a better second quarter. Good effort by the boys, including our one freshman, having a couple deep shots in the last minute of the game that got everybody fired up, and we recognized him this morning at our assembly. So it was kind of a fun way to go into our weekend. We're off tonight. We've got practice after school, and then, of course, as you mentioned, St. Joe Christian next Tuesday. They're coming on off wins over Bramer and Worth County, both who've been state-ranked over the years. So, they got Albany tonight, and then big target on us for next Tuesday. So we could use a lot of our fans to show up at that game, and all those other people that don't want to go watch Stanbury, North Andrew, and Bramer and everybody else play can come cheer for us, Stuart.
I think, the teams that you've had have been used to, going to play a big, true road game in some other years, but this probably is the biggest so far to this point this season.
I think you're right this season. You tack on, none of my players have ever played in a St. Joe Christian gym before, so it's going to be a new atmosphere. We scheduled a couple quarters of JV if it's 5:15 to kind of help give us a little more time to acclimate to the gym. But I think it's going to be fun. Coach Price is up from Alabama this last year, and he's doing a great job with that program. They had some questions early on, but all of a sudden now they've put it together and are playing great. So it'll be fun to get one of these out of the way right now, Stuart. We need that. We've got Mercer coming next the Tuesday after, and then we got our conference tournament, and then before long you're into district. So it's good that our boys get these. I know we've watched on the schedule lately as several of the other teams have had some tests, Jefferson and Mound Cities and Stanbury and North Andrews. And when these teams are playing each other, you're kind of seeing what you need to work on, and we haven't had a lot of those games here lately. So it'll be a fun test.
It's Eric Lewis, head basketball coach at Winston.